Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Well, it's, once again, not actually the Big Three Podcast. It's another one of our best of shows. And today we're bringing you Volume 2 of our Behind the Podcast series. This is a special series of shows that features never-before-heard material from the world of the Big Three. That's right, everything featured on today's show is all new Big Three material. Well, at least it's new to you guys. We're calling this show the Ace Outtakes. Now you may be wondering, what is that? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. If you already don't know, we started the Big Three Podcast back in October of 2010 over at Ace Broadcasting. And if you're not familiar, that's Adam Carolla's studio. Now, what had happened in the early 2003, Windy City Heat came out, and we were making all these plans. At one time, we were going to make a series of movies with Big Lou, Brock, and of course, the star, the Scaremaster himself, the role that he made famous, Stone Fury. Then we were approached by a group of people that wanted to make a sequel, and that was going to work. And then next thing you know, that wasn't going to work. Even after we got the money, the distribution, everything was set to go, and they stopped that right there. So when Adam Carolla opened up his new studios over at Ace Broadcasting, Jimmy arranged it so we could have our own show over there. We got a chance to learn a lot there. We did a total of 42 shows from Ace Broadcasting, and it was a completely different setup than we have over here at Simply Down the Podcast Network Studios. First of all, people knew where that was. Here, you know that it's a secret location somewhere in West Hollywood. One of the things that had been told to us was that they didn't want Perry to come there by himself. And I'm going to tell you, I don't blame them for a second for making that rule. Perry was a guy that would show up 2 hours before he had to be there, and they didn't want him waiting in the lobby. That would have driven everyone over there crazy. So Perry would come to my place. I would drive Perry to the studio along with the lovely Mary Jane. You remember that?
Hello, yes.
I forgot to say that you were here.
That's okay. Surprise for them now.
And what a pleasant surprise.
Yay.
You look very beautiful today, Mary Jane.
Thank you very much. You do as well.
Do I really look pretty?
Yes, pretty eyes.
That's all I ever wanted, was to be a pretty girl. Well, anyway, back to this story. And since it wasn't our studio, we had to get there. We had to be there at a certain time. We had to go through it as quickly as possible. And then we had to get the fuck out of there as quickly as possible. I don't think they really backed us. And that was one of the reasons why we eventually left. So what we had to do during that time is we had to basically babysit Perry. We had to sit him there, put him in a chair. Sometimes we'd get him food. Do you remember anything else about those days, Mary Jane?
Yeah, babysitting's a good word to use. I mean, Perry was ungrateful. He'd have demands. He'd want to take a shit. You know, all different kinds of issues.
I think there was a couple times there was some boo-boos done by Perry that really stunk up the entire studio. And I think they got pretty pissed off at that.
Yeah, and he would use shit in the ladies' room, because they actually at Ace had a designated ladies' restroom and boys' restroom,
mm-hmm.
decorated differently, and Perry just liked to go in and take shits in the ladies' restroom.
The male bathroom was just a urinal.
That's not an excuse. He still should not. It's a felony to go in a girl's bathroom if it says women's on the door.
Well, thank God nobody charges for a felony during that time.
Well, yeah, it's a private, yeah.
Well, anyway, some of you might think that the world of the Big Three stops when the microphones and the cameras are turned off. That's not true at all. As a matter of fact, I cannot express to you how wrong you are on this one. And this show is going to prove it, because it's going to show you behind the scenes things that have never been heard before, what goes on before and after the podcast. Now, I've always been good, because I have someone as wonderful as Mary Jane helping me do this, but we document the hell out of the Big Three project. And we'll make sure that the podcast was no different. We always had video cameras rolling, and Mary Jane would be the person operating those cameras. So all the audio you're going to hear on this show, that's all taken from Mary Jane's cameras, right?
Uh-huh.
You know when you buy a special edition of your favorite movie? They'll include all sorts of deleted scenes and some outtakes in the bonus material. We'll consider this show bonus material for the Big Three podcast. So let's get things started, Mary Jane. Are you up for it?
Yes, take it away.
Well, I don't know if that's the exact introduction that we want.
Hit it.
Well, let's figure this out. This very first clip that we're going to go back to is the very beginning. This is the very beginning of the Big Three podcast. In fact, in this clip, you're going to hear Perry, Mary Jane, and myself walk into Ace Broadcasting for the very first time. Within a minute of being there, Perry starts putting his greasy, dirty Italian Javajo hands on one of Adam Carolla's vintage cars. And then he insults me. Minutes later, when we run into Saul Steinbergowitz Greenbaum, Perry immediately hounds him for some sort of contract. Right now, I should point out that Perry actually thought we were shooting Windy City Heat 2 at the time, since he saw Mary Jane with the video camera. So he thought, oh, this must be the movie. I don't think Perry had any clue of what a podcast was, and to be perfectly honest, I still don't think he does. This is it. We're ready to go. I hope you enjoy this. Let's hit it from the very first moments of us walking into Ace Broadcasting. We're doing our first podcast. Mary Jane, would you like to say...
Take it away!
Perry.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Want everybody here.
Okay.
Always. Always.
Thanks, Logan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, let me suit.
Bye. Perry.
Hey, pleasure.
Don Mizrahi. Don E. Mizrahi, excuse me.
AC Cobra.
Yeah, that's a kid car. What are you doing, Perry?
I'm looking at the
car. Perry, who said you can go back there?
You guys can take a
No, no, no.
You can take a little tour.
I mean, come on. I can't look at the car.
Well, it's not your car. It's not your car.
Fine.
It's not your car.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
You're calm down, you little girl.
I'm a girl. Come on, let's go.
Where are we going? Hey, listen.
What?
I don't call you that, you know, because I'm mad at you or nothing, you know what I mean?
What, a girl?
Yeah. You know, it's just show business.
It's just show business.
It's just part of the scene.
Call the guy that's giving you your
break. It's just part of the scene.
That's show business.
Part of the scene.
I guarantee you, Al Pacino does not call anybody else a girl.
Well, I guarantee you, this is nothing like any Al Pacino film.
Oh, really? This is a podcast. It's not a film. And I'll tell you right now, it doesn't look like we'll ever do a film with your attitude.
Hey, Steinberg with Greenbaum.
Hello, Don.
How are you?
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me.
You were in Perry, right?
Yes, Perry.
Get my contract?
It's very nice to see you.
Get my contract?
How you doing?
No, he's the guy that did your contract for Windy City.
Remember that?
Yeah. Does he have a contract now?
No, there's no contract now.
Why not?
Because you're not getting paid.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, we have things to discuss.
We gotta talk about a contract.
That's right.
Okay.
How you doing there, Miss Cole?
All right. How you doing, buddy? You look great.
What is Shark?
Oh, Steinsteiner. Oh, is this where we do it?
No. We go in the other room. We'll do this. All right. So here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I think that what we've got to do, because this is our first show.
Can we have this stuff?
No, I think you should put it down, Mole, just for a second. Put it down. Here's what we should do.
That's stuff.
We should think.
Anything.
Perry, shut the fuck up!
Don?
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah!
Alright, I'm gonna get out of here.
No, come on, let's do it. I'm dead serious.
No, you don't ever tell me to shut the fuck up. I'm in the middle of trying to talk and trying to organize this, and it's hard enough with this fucking guy here. Now, what we have here, we'll open the show, I'll introduce everything, we've got to talk, because some people aren't gonna know us.
Right.
We are gonna be a show about pop culture and interesting things about our lives.
Hello? Dan Barney's phone. I'm Dan Barney. Blah, blah, blah.
Hello.
I'm going to make some moves. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm in the middle of
I'm
something.
I'm in the middle of something.
I got to talk to you later, okay? All right. All right, Bob. Okay. Okay, so we're going to do this. Now, Perry, I brought Steinbergowitz Greenbaum around here for one reason. Because you have a real problem with your fucking suing shit.
I'm not going to sue.
Okay. So what we're going to do, and I think this is the best thing, and the reason you're here, we're going to talk. No, we're not going to do contracts. We're going to talk about what we can talk about and what we can't talk about.
Okay. We want a sue-free podcast.
Yeah.
First sue-free podcast.
Yeah. That's a good way to look.
Well, as long as nobody puts my head in a freaking, one of those.
What are you talking about?
The whatever.
Well, no. Anyway. What are you talking about?
No, I just
because
don't want to
Perry.
Die. I just don't want to die.
All right, Perry.
That's a good. That's request.
As long as Perry doesn't die, no loss.
Then that's it.
Yeah,
that's the only thing.
I don't want my dick in a mouse trap. I've got no reason to be suing anybody. I just want
to. You had no reason to ever sue anybody.
Well, it seems like good.
I wasn't. I wasn't getting paid for my.
Stay the fuck up,
I wasn't.
I'm
gonna
go get my
residuals.
Microphone on.
My residuals weren't even sent to me.
What residuals?
They're called reliviges. All right.
What?
It's pronounced reliviges. Let's do it.
Residuals.
Go, I've heard both, yeah. We're going to go get our... Let's get the mics on, man.
Come here.
Adam, say one alone.
Can I tell you one thing?
Leave Adam.
Can I tell you one thing?
Oh, what? Look at this.
You got to hear this whole tape.
Hey.
You get it?
Adam's stuff alone.
Mold.
This is Adam's stuff. And Don.
Hey, you want to go put this in the car? See if anybody's looking.
Hey, Stella Thedberg, it's Green Bob. Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, thank you. That's a little late, but thank
you. What'd you get for Rosh Hashanah?
I got a bunch of DVDs Corolla sent over. I think they were free.
Cool.
I don't know. Perry, I don't know. Perry, what did you do for Rosh Hashanah?
I don't celebrate holidays.
You know?
Why not?
Are you still religious?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? It says it's against my religion.
What's your religion?
Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, right, Jabberho.
Yeah.
Am I doing this right?
So see.
Jabberho.
Not a baptized Jehovah's Witness. It's not Jabberho, fool. It's disrespectful to Jehovah God.
Yeah, well, you put down Steinberger's
Green Bob's. Do we have a lawyer count to 10?
I didn't put him down.
Hey, Steinberger's.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Can I do it? I can do that too.
Go ahead, try.
Sure, let's go for it.
1, 2, 3, 4, fucking
9.
I think I'm right. Are you speaking German?
I said 9, 7, 8, 9.
10. 10's up to 9, Harry.
Well, hey, you didn't say the word 9. You said
but you were going 9 like you didn't remember 10.
No,
came
you were the one.
No, you were going 7, 8, 9. And
I was
and
saying
I said
9 because you didn't say the number.
I said 9.
Shut up, Harry. Shut the fuck up.
You didn't remember 10.
Gentlemen, here we go. Stand by.
This is it. Put it together. Big 3.
Can you do the intro now?
Yeah, I will. Just a second.
And that's how our first show started. Next, you're going to hear what happened immediately after our first show ended. Now, if you're familiar at all with our first show, you'll remember that Perry severely injured Saul Steinberger with his Green Bomb. He did something with his leg, and I think later, I don't know if it was the microphone stand itself that stuck in his leg. I don't know. But there was an operation. There was a possibility of him losing his leg.
It was very traumatic.
This upcoming clip will feature the first time, and I should say the first of many times, that Perry would demand money for being on the podcast. This led to the first of many, many, many after the podcast talks that I'd have to have with Perry.
Take it away.
What hospitals are going to be at? Okay. All right. Take care of them, okay?
Wow. That is rough, man.
And by the way, thanks for getting the ambulance. It all seemed pretty screwed up there.
So what happened?
What's scary is it could clock. That's
trying to knock a mic into his leg?
Somebody kept the damn mic stand.
Yeah, okay, now you're talking. It's the damn mic. It's somebody else's fault.
It was my
fault.
Yeah, it was somebody else's fault because the door didn't even tighten down.
Somebody else's fault.
Yeah,
blame me for everything.
Just out of curiosity, that has never happened before, right?
Never first.
So,
fine.
Yeah, it's their fall, right, Perry?
All right, well, thanks for everything, guys.
Thank you guys for everything. Thank you.
All right, I'll see you guys later. Jeremiah Reed, the only Reed you can't get lit, but it'll get you lit. Please drink responsibly.
All right, see ya.
How much money am I going to get paid now?
Okay, all right, shut the fuck up. I want you to listen to me right now. As I told you before, one of the things nobody on this network... Adam Carolla doesn't make money on this yet.
He's still paying for it.
But what he does is this. He goes out and he does live shows. Now, if you want to be stupid and you want to argue about this, I will end it today.
Why don't you
shut the fuck up and listen to me? We will end it today. We will never do
why
it again.
Don't you
why don't you shut the fuck
kind.
Up? Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Listen to,
and why don't you
listen
shut
to the way he talks.
Because, listen to the way he talks.
Why don't you shut the fuck up? Why don't you shut the fuck up? Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Don't touch me, please. Let's think about this.
I'm trying to be kind.
Okay, but I'm trying to say don't touch me. Don't touch me. This is my feeling. This is the way I feel. Today, you came out there, and I understand you being upset about things.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But you went crazy. You
the mic stand was not tight.
But what about when you were screaming at
the table?
You were screaming at me.
I lost.
All right. But sit down. Sit down. But do you understand why that's not a cool thing?
I know. I please forgive me. Please.
Okay. You have to try to.
I can't control myself, and sometimes I lose it and go out of control. And please forgive me for that.
Okay.
All
right. Perry, Mole's stupid. You and I both know that. He's stupid.
I am shocked because I never. Or more or less, I'm probably, even on your show, I don't remember Mole ever being in the room when Quincy would call. And then it said, and then there was print that Mole is Quincy. Mole's not Quincy.
Okay. Let me explain something, okay? Where this thing got screwed up is Mole. Because Mole's a little nutty. Mole wanted to change his name to some Italian
name. Yeah, I know.
What was that name again?
Tony Barbieri.
Yeah. All right.
I remember it was right after he met Jillian Barbieri that he changed his name to Tony Barbieri.
Absolutely.
He couldn't go Barbieri like her.
Right.
But he had the hots for her and all that stuff.
Okay. So here's what I'm trying to tell you. Mole did something on Crank Anchors where he played and he did an impression of John Quincy Adams. And that's where people started putting it together. But you have to understand the press. The press takes stories, and they're usually wrong.
Why, even on Crank Anchors, why do they say on Crank Anchors that it's Tony Barbieri is Mole?
Because Mole changed his name.
No, excuse me. Yeah, they use Tony Barbieri...
His name.
...as his name. But then they say that John Quincy Adams are... Or what's his name on Crank Anchors?
I believe Niall Standish. Right. But what they did, he was doing an impression of John Quincy Adams. All right. I'm sorry, but you see, people have filled your head so full of shit that you don't know what the truth is anymore.
It's gone so ballistic.
I know.
That, yeah.
Absolutely. And
I
feel bad. And I'll tell you the truth. I feel terrible.
Now, this may be crazy, but I actually believe that Perry did think that Mole was doing the voice of John Quincy Adams because he had read it somewhere online. So someone filled his head full of bullshit, and he started to believe it. That might be the craziest thing that Perry ever fell for, but I was glad I was able to help him set his head straight. But let's move on to our next clip. This one features footage that took place immediately after one of our most popular episodes. In fact, it was ranked the number 2 episode of all time in our recent 10 top episodes. The show was called Gay Bullied, and it featured a very, let's say, what would you call Andy Dick that day?
inebriated?
Okay, that's one way of looking at it. As a matter of fact, I think it was the only time in the show's history we had a guest that was more out of control than the Scaremaster himself. Now, the interesting thing, if I remember correctly, you went and picked him up, Mary Jane. Tell us a little bit about that day.
Yes, I went to the beach and found Andy at a beautiful house. And then we were off to the podcast. And on the way there, I don't know how much I should say. Do you want the real story?
I think the fans deserve the real story.
Okay, so he immediately demanded to stop at a liquor store right there in the beautiful beach community. And so I expressed, well, you can't drink in my car. That's just, I'm an adult. We're not going to cross that line. And so he said, okay. And he took the beer.
He took about four, maybe six beers.
Well, he took the whole case with him behind to go pee in an alley. And he came out, if you saw the pictures, with this beautiful silver decoration. And he'd put away, I'd guess, four to six beers. Now, at that point, a student selling magazines said, oh, wow, is that Andy Dick from Celebrity Rehab? And I was like, yes. And then I refused to buy magazines and encouraged the young man not to approach Andy. And then we were off. Now, I had a very large softbox light in the front seat just because Andy was a little unpredictable to have him sit in the back seat. I thought would be better. And
plus, it would keep Andy from wanting to sit in the front seat because there was something there.
Yeah, well, he cried his way into the front seat, I believe.
What were some of the things he would say?
He was just, to get in the front seat, he just was crying. He didn't want to be back there by himself. I mean, I can't even think of the words, but it was basically like a five-year-old that just had his feelings hurt, and there was just no way they were going to sit in the back seat. And I believe at a light, he actually got out and to where I was forced to move the softbox and let him get in the car so that he wasn't hit by a vehicle and so I could go when the light turned green. And then he played this fun game. First of all, he asked me, he accused me of having fake breasts. And I figured out that ploy was just to get to see them. And so I handled that properly and didn't compromise myself as a lady one bit. Then he had a fun game where I have a few cute freckles on my arm, and he gave them names and made up a whole story about them. And then we arrived at the podcast.
Wow. So what you're about to hear right now is right after we signed off the podcast. We were taking pictures for the website, and everything that was going on inside now was outside. I think you're really going to like this one. Mary Jane, would you say it?
Take it away.
Let's lighten the mood. Do a Halloween joke about some like skeletons in the closet.
What what does Perry have in common with the skeleton? They're both in the closet.
You gotta admit that's funny.
And they both sucked off Randy Callahan's cock.
Where are you going, Perry?
Out of here.
All right, here's another joke.
Yeah, let's hear the joke.
What kind of witch lives at the beach?
We can figure this out. Let's do not
tell. Do you have any idea? What kind of witch lives at the beach?
A beach witch.
Sea witch?
Sea witch.
Sea witch?
A sandwich! A sandwich!
Yeah! Oh, I get
sand.
It.
Sand is at the beach.
You get it? It's a joke. It's a setup and punch. Setup punch.
But that's not a witch.
It's a setup and punch.
Oh, sandwich. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's sand at the beach and this witch.
Okay, you got another one. Get another one.
What kind of beam is a monster's favorite beam?
What kind of beam? I know this one. I've heard this one.
I can't remember it. Let me think. Please, let me.
Monster's favorite bean.
I remember this one. Don't tell me. Please, give me a.
Come on. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Not lima monster. Bean. It's a.
You guys ready? It's a human bean.
I would never have gotten that. All right. I'm not laughing. Keep going. One more.
What kind of makeup does a ghost wear?
What kind?
Mascara. Scare. Mascara.
Don't let me scare you. That's the point.
Yeah.
Get your hands off me.
No, that's the point.
Why is everything about...
Because he keeps
We're not
scaring
anymore.
All right. So the, let's end this. You know, let's get out of here. I see what happens. Well, thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to everybody else.
Thanks, Four Loko.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love you. Why? Don't punch me. Why are you gay bashing me on camera?
I don't gay bash Andy.
Please, let me give you a hug.
Give him a hug.
Okay. Oh, I love you.
Can we get a picture of you hugging
me? Yes.
No! Give me a hug! Perry!
Give me a guy.
Perry!
Oh, he's... Perry. You're gay bashing Perry. Me. You're gay Perry. Bashing me.
Get a
give
hug.
Me a hug. Give me a...
Just give him a hug.
Hug.
Let's everybody get a hug. Everybody get in here. Andy, turn this way. Turn this way. Look this way. Look this way. Everybody give him a hug.
Help! I'm being raped!
Get in there close.
They're raping me!
Just because my dick is on you.
You fat!
How are you? Don't gay bash him.
Don't gay bash. Don't gay
you really are gay bash.
Oh, he's gay bashing my fucking nuts! Ow! He's what?
He's gay bashing
me. He's gay bashing me. He's gay bashing me. He really is.
Okay. Oh, well, geez. There you go.
That was a really
okay.
Good show.
All right,
I think that was one of our better ones.
It was too.
Plexus, get out of here!
Consider your options.
Oh, I'm doing
fine. Are you sick? Lock him out, bag! Oh, Christ.
Don't you think it's an important cause to have no gay bashing so they don't kill themselves?
Look, it's not scriptural, it's totally against Bible teachings. I mean, look, and so is fornication, but, you know, at least fornication, a guy is having sex with a woman, okay? Gay bashing is a guy going up some other guy's ass. That's disgusting.
No, Andy's really got a cause. Have you seen CNN? All those kids killing themselves?
No, I haven't been paying attention.
Isn't he the perfect public figure to go and make awareness so kids aren't dying?
Let them all die! Let them all die! They're fags. Go down the fucking drain!
You need to embrace the gays. I'm a gay. You know that.
I don't embrace the...
you need to not
I'm
only
not embrace
gays. Let the gays suck your cock. You can
once is enough. 18 years ago.
You can retain.
It's almost 20 fucking years.
What are you guys talking about?
You faggot.
The fact that somebody sucked his cock and he came. But nothing big.
Nothing big.
He's got a point, dude.
That was 18 years ago. I wanted that to pass.
I know.
But fuck, I mentioned it to this fucking guy, and he's making it kill me.
But you tell it so funny, man. You tell it, it's a great hysterical story. You right?
You know,
because of the reality.
I'll tell you something, honestly. First of all, don't blame me for anything. He came on here in a serious way. I think when Mole got
I really did, because my friend died. I'm telling you. I'm dead.
So Joe,
just because I drank a
listen,
little bit.
Listen. Joe Rolla was a family friend too. Okay.
Who?
He was the neighbor of my aunt and uncle, and he died.
I'm all ears. Nancy.
And your grandfather had a relationship with Al Capone.
It wasn't a gay relationship. My grandfather was
his
tailor.
You know, think
my grandfather was his tailor.
But that's what they used to call him.
Tailor.
Wait, hang on. Let me measure your suit. Let me measure your suit right now.
You put your hand on me. And
oh, really?
An arm.
Maybe he's not gay. I'm starting to think you're not gay. But now I think you're just a goddamn gay basher. You fucking asshole. You're in big trouble.
I thought you were gay
earlier. I thought you were. Now I know you're not.
I don't think he is.
He's Taylor. So your
grandfather
Mike
was Taylor.
Hang on a minute. What?
My grandfather was a tailor.
Was Al Capone's tailor.
Personal tailor.
So he went like this. Look, let me do... Can I...
He was...
He went like this. Let me measure... was Al Capone giggly like that?
He was... I don't know.
You know, he was his tailor lauder.
I was around the <30s>.
Well, I gotta say this. If I may say a little comment about today's show... Andy, I think you were a little out of control.
I like
for what reason?
Because I drank a little. I'm having a bad fucking week. I lost my land. You know what? I don't want to tell you.
To farm?
Oh, Perry, Mo,
Perry,
please.
Perry, can I
you want to make some drugs?
Can I tell you one thing?
We should have done that.
Hey, before we go on, I want
car battery.
Hold
some
on.
Cold syrup.
Perry, what you did is this. You did. He came on the show to promote something.
We're at a park. You're a way more well-known entertainer than I am.
Right. Yeah, but...
Okay?
Yeah.
But said, I am known.
They but said nothing that like you could help. But they said you could help me. Yeah. With my cause.
I can
nobody
help.
Wants to listen to me with my cause. But the if reason, I got somebody like
the
you...
The reason why I can help you is I can straighten you out.
Right.
You don't need...
He says he can straighten you out, too.
You don't need to be gay. You need to be a man. Stop taking it up the ass. Stop.
I don't take it. I never have. But I'll fuck you.
Is that okay?
No, thank you.
So what you're saying here, let me see if I understand this correctly. All right, listen, Andy, for one second.
No.
Maybe you should
now he thinks more. It's funny because...
No,
for
one
fuck
second.
You. I don't want to take it up the ass. I'll fuck you.
Perry.
We're running back.
Andy, for one second, please.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I know you are, but for one
second. Get it on!
All right, now, Perry, why don't you tell him your feelings, but do it with respect instead of calling
him. I am!
No, you're not.
Just tell me your feelings. I'm trying to.
You know what? Let me ask you a question. This is sincere. Oh, God. I hate to ask this. I don't think you can handle it. I'm really serious.
Here, I'll get that.
I know that you're straight.
Somewhat.
Straight as an arrow.
Okay.
I know. That's my dichotomy. That's the rock in the hard place that you put me in. But I want to know if you please would let me suck that big, fat, thick ass dick.
He did ask nice. He said please.
I said please.
Even if you gave me a check for $10 million, I would.
Oh wait.
Wait a minute.
How about 20
for $700,000?
No, $20 million.
You have $20 million.
There you go.
If you show me a check for $20 million, maybe.
Are you gonna?
Maybe. Maybe.
What are you gonna come? I need you to come. The check doesn't clear until you come.
Are you gonna choke on it? $20 million.
Oh God, my ball just shook.
$20 million. This is an oral contract?
But guess what? That was an oral contract. You're coming my fucking mouth. That's oral,
isn't it?
It's not a contract.
You better fucking come. I'm serious. I need to make you come.
20?
I don't care about these
cameras. Wait a second. Johnny Knoxville!
Keep it going. I've been in love with you since I saw Windy City.
You've been in love with me.
Yeah, I do. I want to suck that dick.
$20 million.
Fine.
Where's the check?
You'll see it.
First, I see the check.
Can you come?
First, I see the check.
Can you come?
$20 million?
Why am I giving you $20 million? You better come up with it, for real. Don't tell him because I'm going to suck your cock.
If you're going to make a deal with him, make it, but make it legitimate. Tell him why.
Really, why is it?
Why do you want?
It must. It's got to be like a... I don't know. To help me out. Production.
I am... Because he wants to have gay sex with me?
No. No, they're not gonna transfer funds like that.
Do you have $20 million?
Yes.
Give me?
Of course I do.
Yeah, sure.
I do.
If you let me suck your cock.
$20 million.
It's on camera. Fine. I have nothing to hide. I've got $50
million. All right. $50 million.
No.
Yes.
No, I need some for me. I'm giving you $20
million. Fuck that.
You know what?
I want $50
million. You're
getting
$10
million. No, $20
million. I just went back down.
$20 million. $20 million.
$15.
$20 million.
Don't take the rest of my money.
$20 million.
Fine. If you come only.
Not only.
I might be
I
sucking.
Get the check. I might get the be. Check. It's deposited into my
fine.
Into my account immediately. Then it clears. Then you can blow me.
Stop pushing so hard, Perry. If you want the guy to
$20 million.
Oh,
this homo wants me.
You know what?
He wants to suck my cock, and he wants me to come in his mouth. And I won't allow it to happen without 20 million, 20, I repeat, 20 million dollars.
I'm going to direct deposit it.
No, you're not going to direct deposit.
PayPal.
Wire it.
PayPal.
Wire it. Fuck that. Because I'm still have my bank account.
I'm giving it to you in dollar bills.
To give it to me in dollar bills, you make a certified check.
Hey, why don't you just stop with the whole gay sex thing?
Fuck that! There's no gay sex at all. $20 million.
Stop prostituting yourself for gay sex. First Randy Callahan for the Christine Applegate thing, and now this.
Well, and also,
come on, buddy, you're giving yourself a reputation with this stuff.
Fuck that.
Well, I know there's been some debate. What would it take to get Perry to perform another gay act? Well, you heard it right there. Perry will allow Andy Dick to suck his dick for only $20 million. That's right. He could take that Javajo Italian fucking cock, and you could have that for $20 million. Now, I've mentioned this before, but that Andy Dick show got us in a lot of hot water over at AIDS Broadcasting. They edited the show heavily and removed a lot of the, well, the F-A-G words. And we even got suspended for a little while. It was around that time that the bosses over at ACE thought it would be a good idea to get rid of Perry and find a replacement. That leads us to our next segment. This is the one that takes place before the show auditions. This is where the management at ACE brought in two possible replacements for Perry, in the forms of Terrifying Tim and Guillermo from the Jimmy Kimmel Live show. To complicate matters, it was right around the time that Perry was working on a side project with that guy, Salvador. We all remember that guy. Funny guy. Did you ever see that video where he had Perry driving, screaming? Makes me giggle even right now. Now, the week leading up to the podcast, Salvador suggested that Perry quit the podcast because he wasn't making any money. Boy, what a piece of shit he was. So before this show, there was a battle all week where Perry was threatening to quit and he was demanding money. But eventually, I was able to smooth things over. And when Perry did show up, he was very apologetic. We got it all from Perry that day. He did his fake crying routine to Mary Jane. He was apologizing to me on the way over there. But what you're going to hear next, this is Perry when he started to hit on Mary Jane. And believe it or not, the way Perry was doing it was an incredibly creepy way. Mary Jane, truthfully, do you remember that day at all?
Vaguely. I mean, certain things get blocked out of my memory.
How did you feel, if you can remember, how that subhuman was treating you?
Well, he was pretty creepy and gross. He was really creepy and gross. It didn't really faze me too much because I wouldn't expect him to be a gentleman. I never have. And I was in control of the situation. But he, you can see how manipulative he was, trying to be a dirty, filthy pervert.
A Javajo dirty, filthy pervert.
Uh-huh.
Well, in this next clip that you're about to hear, it really does give a taste of how much Mary Jane has to do each and every show. Perry spends a lot of time with Mary Jane in this segment, and I want you to key in on just what a disgusting pig he gets with Mary Jane. Would you say the magic words?
Take it away.
I just feel so stupid for being so stupid. But I don't want to be called retarded, because when I do get called retarded, I'm going to blast them.
Let me say this. Do you call people names sometimes on accident?
No, not on accident.
Well,
on
do you
purpose.
Call people names sometimes? Yeah. If you dish it, you got to be able to take it.
Perry, come here for a second.
Come here.
I got to apologize to you.
Come here. So, look, listen,
I got to apologize to you.
I care so much for you. You're going to lose this. You're going to lose this. Okay, give me a hug. Let's do this. Okay, thank you. Just stay here. Cool down a second. I'll be right up. Get this.
It's just Mary Jane, you know. I don't know. People are going to start questioning me about this.
You're not married. You don't have a wife. Your family's...
But my daughter...
Hey, you know how people are? The only... Asshole. I mean, wouldn't your daughter respect you more and want to say hi to you? I'm just saying hypothetically, if you follow through on this project and get the fucking real tour going and get the movie done,
fuck yeah,
then don't worry about it. You said the mom won't even let you talk to her, or she won't even talk to you, or whatever. Anyways, that's already done. That has nothing to do with today or this week or anything, okay? If you look at the big picture...
I need that.
Okay? Then she'll fucking... Won't you want to help her out, let's say, 5 years down the road, something happens in her...
5 months
hypothetically, let's say, if there's no contact now, can't guarantee contact anytime, you know, whatever. That's up in the air. That's up to fate, okay? But wouldn't it be cool if when she gets into being an adult and she can call you up and say, hey, Dad, can I borrow $50? Can I borrow $100? Can I borrow
$1,000? She wants $5,000 right now for school.
Well, you can't worry about it now.
I can't give
her nothing. When you get the tour and you get the movie, then think of how you can help her with that.
Right.
Okay?
Come here. Give me a hug.
Everything will be okay. It'll be okay.
I want to say I love you. I love Don. I mean, I love everybody. I love everybody that's helping me.
Don has worked very hard for you. Okay? And you showed up today. That's the only thing you can do.
On time, like always.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to have a good show. If you want to, you know, repay him for... You know, giving you this other chance.
Here's my problem.
Okay.
With my financial matter, I don't know how to repay anybody.
No.
Other than...
I'm saying mentally and emotionally and with respect. You know, you showed up today. We're going to have a good show.
Okay.
Let it be, you know.
Let it be, oh, let it be, let it be. Give the words of wisdom, let it be.
You're a very good singer. You got to pull it together and do a good job today.
Harry.
You got to pull it together and do a good job.
Harry, okay, let me just tell you something. It's okay. Just look at me and listen. This is all you have to remember. There's a lot of people that are going to be coming at you at all different
areas. You have no idea.
I do know. But what I try to tell you is this. This is what's tough. This is what's tough because... All you got to see, they do it to me too, but the difference between you and I is I don't listen to these people. I just say, you know what? When they write to me and they say bullshit, I delete them.
Okay.
But the point is that Perry, listen to me. Don't cross me.
I'm not going to cross
But you are. Far. But you
I have.
Okay. All right.
I have.
Perry, all you got
to. Never again.
But Perry, you've got to understand this. Who gave you money before? I promised you something and I came through.
Yeah.
Now you ruined the other thing. Do you want to ruin this?
No, at all.
Okay, then Perry, you can't do this to me. You can't do this because you've already got these people so pissed off. Do you know what's happening today? They're sending in your replacements.
My replacements?
I've got...
You played them.
All right, it doesn't...
Damn, my email.
Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter.
It's,
my point is that they've already set...
That's like fire.
There's going to be two people coming in here.
Tonight? My replacements.
Yes. Now, you've got to be on your best behavior because I don't want to lose you. Terrifying Tim's going to be here. All right?
Is he the wrestler?
No. No, he's not a wrestler. Perry, I'm just telling you right now so you understand what's happening. Ace Broadcasting does not want you on the show anymore. I'm saving your ass. Okay?
Now, Terrifying Tim's going to show up.
He's going to be here.
What's going to happen?
I don't know what's going to happen. Now, I'm protecting you. That's the reason when you say you're bringing these fucking people, you never are going to bring anybody here unless you ask. And if I say, like, if you bring a girl and you want to show off, that's a different thing. That's a nice thing. I want you to be able to show off to these people.
Yeah, like when Donna comes to town.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll make you look like a king. We'll make you look good.
If she's here long enough.
All right. But Perry,
I'm just telling you, dude, I'm on your side. I want to see you have sex. I want to see you have fun in life. I want to see you make money. Okay? I'm not against you. But you can't do this to me. You can't do this.
Give me a hug. Give me a hug.
You got friends in Molinari. You understand that?
Yeah.
And you got a friend with Jimmy Kimmel. These people, we like you, man. We're trying to, but you can't go against us.
I don't want to go against
you. Okay, but why do you listen to these other, you can't listen to other people.
Everybody says, try to get money, try to get money.
Right, try to get money. But I've explained to you what's going on. Adam Carolla doesn't make money here.
He makes a ton of money, but not here.
Because I'm touring.
I know.
Okay, and on commercials, and he does Dancing with the Stars and all this other shit. What he did is he put all his money in here. The commercial money they make, they pay these workers that work here. That's what they do. He doesn't make anything. Okay, we're
this is his garage.
Yes, he bought this. And they had a TV show that decorated it. And they, you know, so he's done the smart thing. Well, we're being able to take advantage of something like that. You were fucking it up. You were fucking it up. Please, don't do it anymore. Right,
we're going to hang out here. Get comfortable.
Right, let's go sit down. I mean, I feel like a big crybaby right now.
You're human.
Huh?
You're human. It's fine.
Thank you. I like that top. Looks good on you.
Thank you.
It shows off your nice chest.
Oh, thank you.
Which is about time. It's about time you show off those nice, beautiful boobies.
Well, I didn't get my laundry done because I've been very busy, so I didn't have a t-shirt to wear.
What do you need?
Thank you, though.
You gotta show off those.
I'm supposed to be professional.
You're a lady.
Thank you.
Show them off.
Thank you.
Show off a V, you know, with a V top. Make yourself look like a female and stop looking like a dyke or a... Or a guy or anything like that, you know?
Thank you, but there's professional attire.
Exactly. There's female professional attire. I mean, when I had my Lisa Marie around, she was always dressing like a... Kind of slutty, but fun. You know? She'd wear those fun underwear with the comic strips on them and shit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, with like the
Come out here. You come out here. Listen to me. I don't want those fucking two guys in here. Harry, come here. You know who I am? You know who I am?
Yes, I know who you are. Let me tell you something. Eight broadcasts told me those two guys had to be in here.
I don't want them in there.
It's above my head. I can't do anything about it. Telling you how it is.
Okay, well, we're not replacing him. Perry has been with us forever, and I'm not going to have him replaced by two fucking jerk-offs.
I love
Terrifying Tim is great. I admit he did great on the commercial, but I'm just telling you this. I don't like it. Call the fucking people and tell them I don't want them, and then you give me an answer. Get in there and fucking do it.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you so much.
For what?
For...
Oh, I didn't even know you were out here. I didn't want you to see that. All right, let me find out.
I know Don loves me, and it means a lot. You know, I've sometimes felt like Don didn't care much about me and used to tease the shit out of me. Well, this, now, I've changed heart towards Don more. I've changed heart towards Don a lot more, because I used to feel differently about Don.
You have no idea how much of his life he has dedicated to helping you and how hard he fucking works every day.
I'm going to say this about Don.
Because I saw him stop for all those years he didn't talk to you.
Bullshit, man. This is bullshit.
There's nothing I can do about it.
All right, Perry. These guys are going to be part of the show today, okay? There's nothing that can be done. Don't fucking argue these fucking... Fuck them! Fuck them! Okay? This is bullshit.
Hold on.
I don't want to talk to Donnie. Fuck him.
Donnie?
Yeah, the guy who runs the fucking Facebook.
Damashek?
No, it's Dave Damashek.
Oh.
That's the guy. And tell Damashek to go fuck himself. Fuck Dave Damashek. He's a piece of shit.
This is unbelievable. See what you caused? All right, I know. All right, I'm sorry. Don't cry.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Watching the way they act compared to the way I see, it'll just show, one, who's funnier, two, who could be the real scare master, because I am the master of disaster. Was this not a fucking disaster, or was this not a fucking disaster that I caused? Okay? I'm gonna chuckle at this. Yes, this was a major disaster that I caused to get these two cocksuckers to try to take my place. I feel bad that I got everybody in this fucking mess. But who is this fucking guy that made that commercial with them? Because I was unavailable because of my court deals with the banks that stole my money, and my fucking cocksucking brother, the devil, that stole my mom's will funds. Okay, it was one of those two court appearances. I don't remember which. Pain in the ass. Pain in the fucking ass. I listen to too many stupid fucking people. Okay, I listen to too many stupid motherfuckers. Because they're not making money. They want me to not make money. Please.
It's a tough fucking business.
This is the toughest business. But I don't want to be like Madonna, sucking and fucking to get big.
Me neither.
I don't want to put myself in those shoes, and I know that's exactly what she did. She sucked and fucked her way to the top. My name's not Rock Hudson. I don't want these fucking rap punks on the internet to do shit and talk shit. Like this fucking rap. The one that sent you that email this morning that you forwarded to me. That rap song about me sucking dick.
That was obscene. It was absolutely fucking obscene.
I want to download it and do a parody against you guys, but no. I mean, the one song that I really appreciate is from Two Joint Lid called Caravello.
Here, both of you guys. I want you to go in the bathroom. I want you to dry your eyes. Mary Jane, go in there with them and shut the door.
All right.
My eyes are all
right. Turn on the light.
Okay.
Rinse your face.
From what? Into the wrong bathroom.
There's no sink here?
No, it's a urinal.
Well, use the shower.
No.
You want me to help you?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
I'm fine.
Well, you know.
Talk?
Make yourself presentable. Look in the mirror.
Oh. Hair's going gray again. I just don't have the money to dye it. I told Sheila not for 2 months. Oh boy. Alright.
Ready for a good show? Give yourself a pep talk. No. Stay with the mirror.
Pep talk?
Yeah. Give Scare Master a pep talk.
Oh! We're gonna rock and roll today! Well, now we got these guys coming. They wanna steal my place. Are they gonna steal my position? KDC rocks! And they're gonna rock their asses out of here! That's the way it goes. Now, you mind dropping the camera lens down because I'm gonna use the urinal again?
You have to go? Yeah, wait till I'm not in here.
Okay. What I respect about him is he's gonna do what he can to get rid of those two scumbags. And I really appreciate that. And he's gonna probably have a pep talk with them to get rid of them.
Yeah, he's got to fix shit. He's been working hard for you.
I appreciate that. On the bottom of my...
Do
You know why? I would be all over you. Yeah, you're a sweetheart.
You guys still in here?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing there. I just wanted you to cool down a little.
There's no sink in there. There's just a urinal. Oh,
okay, just go out for a sec.
Okay.
Let's go out here.
What's that?
Gum?
What do you got?
It's original Trident.
Oh, thank you.
One or two?
One. Thank you.
I'm going to go see if I can get a water. You want one?
The gum was just fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll be quick.
Uh-huh. Should be quick, just like an orgasm. Swallow it! Swallow it! Oh, you might get mad at me if I tell you what I said.
Well, you can either...
into the... Mm-hmm. Into the office. You know, I just... You said, I'll be very quick. And I said, yeah, quick, just like an orgasm. Then I stalled for a second. I go, swallow it, swallow it! Are you in the world? You're not in the world.
I don't really like to deal with any of that stuff.
What's going on here?
What a fucking slime ball he is.
Yeah, I'm not like him doing oral with casting agents.
Mary Jane, we shouldn't bring that up.
Okay.
Now, up to this point, we've been playing things that took place before or after a podcast. Next, we're going to feature some clips that were edited out of the show for various reasons. Now, this first example comes from the very first episode, the Big Three podcast premiere. Now, I was the guy that personally edited all the podcasts, but on this show, I didn't know what I was doing yet, so Ace had to handle all those chores. And I'll tell you something, if I would have been editing, this would not have been cut out. But I think the people over at Ace, they were a little bit nervous about Perry's freakouts, especially when he would use a bad word that begins with an F, and it's not the fuck word. So on this show, we had made a deal of what we can talk about and what we can't talk about. And that's where this clip comes in. You'll probably recognize some of the content in the next clip if you are a diehard fan, that's for sure. But this is the full extended version. Mary Jane?
Take it away.
I bet Perry doesn't want to talk about that guy he had sex with, but let's leave it up to Perry. Perry, is that a...
No.
That's something you want to do?
I never had sex with any guys.
What about the guy you blew that time?
I never blew any guy.
Do you want to talk? Is that off limits, or can we talk
it's
about
it? It's off limits.
Now, who is this?
What was his name?
You already know who it is.
Is it off limits?
Why are you talking about it on the...
We're talking about it on the podcast. Perry, what's his name? Just so we know not to mention.
You already know his name.
I don't know his name. Believe it or not.
Liar!
You're not in my thoughts every second, Perry.
Let's just get his name and then we won't hear it again.
I'm not saying his name.
Then how do we know not to talk about it if we don't know his name?
Because you know who it is.
It's Sandy Gallagher.
Sandy Gallagher.
All right. Yeah. That we do not talk about Sandy Gallagher. I got no problem. You have any problem with that?
Sandy Gallagher is?
Quite good. Then it's universal. We do not talk about Sandy Gallagher and the sex you had with him. Anything else?
What else?
I never had sex with a guy named Sandy Gallagher.
What was his name?
Why do I have to bring this guy's name in?
So we know not to talk about the guy that you had sex with.
I never had sex with a guy, you flaming faggot! God damn! Why am I even on this fucking show? Why am I doing something for free when I'm not making a goddamn buck on this fucking podcast?
You good already?
Fucking shit!
Harry, sit down. You're, there's saliva coming out of your mouth.
There
really is. You're like a mad dog.
Oh, that white stuff came out of your mouth. Look like you're having sex with a dude again.
Oh.
Okay, so we're not going to talk about that.
Okay, but
I know some other stuff to not talk about.
Well, that's Perry.
Oh, whose turn is it?
Oh, it's Perry.
Yeah.
Do you have more?
About what?
What else?
About things you don't want to talk about. We're trying to get this out so you don't
sue us. Because it's on the, it's already on the computer.
What we're
talking about right now.
What do you mean it's on the computer?
You're already putting it on podcast. This is live.
No, it's not live.
That's being taped. I'm not stupid.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. One of those things. We're not going to discuss how stupid Perry is.
You know...
No, he didn't say that. He said he didn't...
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure, go ahead.
How about for this whole podcast, nobody sues each other?
I'm up for that.
I'm not suing anybody.
Totally no suing podcast.
Well,
we got a big three, no sue. No sue on three.
No sue.
Right.
Fine.
Well, I would have gone in on that deal before I walked in here.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
You haven't had a drink in 14 years since that school bus thing, right?
Yeah. But
what was the school bus thing?
You won't talk about that.
That's on my list of things I won't talk about.
Okay, well, I don't know what it is.
We can't talk about it. I mean, it involves kids, and it's still pending, and...
Talk about how you can't talk about your lawsuit with your family. You can't talk about that.
Thank you.
What is going on with that? Just
don't
so
worry
we know.
About it.
You don't. He doesn't want to talk about it. Sue his family.
That's
right?
All. That's so all.
His family doesn't want to talk about it.
I know nothing about that. So
don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It's his brother. He's suing his brother. He doesn't want to talk about it.
It's his
mother's estate. Don't worry about
Thank
it.
You.
Oh,
Thank
that's
you.
Right.
It's not our business if he's suing his brother or his mother's estate.
Thank
he doesn't
you.
Want to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, so far we have Sandy Gallagher and the fact that you're suing your family.
Sandy Gallagher's not the name of the guy you had sex with, though.
Oh, did we ever get that name?
I forgot it.
You won't tell us. You got to tell us just so we know.
No need to bring it up again.
Okay.
Period.
Right.
Next subject, please.
All right, well, it's up to you. Is there anything else?
We just got to get this out.
And then we can move
front
on.
And center, and then we go on with the show.
Next subject.
So that's it. Just the Sandy Gallagher thing, and no
Sandy Gallagher. Who's Sandy Gallagher?
I don't know.
The guy who you blew him, he jerked you off.
Other way around.
Oh, he blew you. You jerked him off.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know who it is, and I'm not saying his name.
I know, but I can't remember because of stuff in my brain.
Yeah. Sure.
Perry, why would you think that we would know everything about you?
Don Barris. Why do I think you would know everything about me? You got it all over the internet and the whole freaking...
I got it on the internet.
Yes?
Show me one point in the internet, the worldwide internet, that I put that on there.
Facebook, MySpace, my own...
I did that?
Yes.
You're out of your freaking mind.
This is turning into the social network, too.
Wow, he said freaking. He didn't even say the word, the real F word. You mean I'm shocked.
<It's your first laughs> Not Sandy Gallagher. All right, let's
Sandy
do this.
Gallagher.
Now, I don't know how this works. Donnie? Where's Donnie?
Right here.
I don't know. Do we have any calls? How does that work?
Real quickly, just tell us, update us what you've all been doing real quick, because I think I got a phone call coming your way.
Myself, I've been skateboarding again.
How's that going?
After 28 years of retirement. It's been a rough comeback.
Yeah.
It's not as good as I'd like
to be. You look really strong, though. I got to tell you, you look strong.
I'm actually a lot weaker than I used to be.
I was actually thinking he looks a lot weaker.
He looks strong.
He looks weak to me.
I've lost a lot of my upper strength, my lower
muscle,
strength, too.
Muscle.
Yeah.
I was considering taking up skateboarding again, too. And
what happened?
Well, that was before I strained my MCL a few minutes ago.
The bike stand was going to hit you.
Yeah.
Wow. He's really drinking.
He's
a
taking
lot
up
of
skateboarding. He drinks another bottle of booze.
Wow. Iced tea flavored vodka.
Wow.
You really seem to be enjoying that Jeremiah Weed sweet tea flavored vodka sauce that burger's green bomb.
Yeah.
It's like summer never ended.
Okay, well, then let's get back to this. What have we been doing? All right.
What haven't we been doing?
Well, I've been acting. I've got the live shows over at the Comedy Store. My band, the Barris Kennedy Overdrive, is probably one of the hottest bands in the Hollywood area going now.
Do you have a number one hit on the radio?
Do you?
I am not in a band. That
All right.
I'm not in. I haven't been in a band for years.
I perform. What do? You fucking say you skateboard. You in competitions?
No.
Can you beat Tony Hawk?
No.
All right.
Tony Hawk is not competing anymore. He's a retired competitor.
Okay, what have you been up to? That's the point. Right now, what have you been up to?
Personal stuff.
What?
I'm taking care of my aunt. That's 85 years old.
I don't
don't think he's joking. I don't think he's joking.
Oh, I'm serious. Yeah, I take care of my aunt. Since my mom passed a little over a year ago, I've been taking care of my mom.
Is that your mom's sister?
Yes. Yes.
Wow, so you're just hanging out with all these old people now.
What do you do to take care of her? Do you have to bathe her?
I take her. No, I don't bathe her. She bathes herself. I take her grocery shopping.
You ever have to wipe her?
No.
You put her to bed?
No. She's able to do that.
The advisor, you don't have to tell them you're so proud.
I'm not suing
him. You have a lawyer sidebar or not? I can't hear him. Actually,
he's just saying. Saul is telling
him. I take care of
he's advising him that he doesn't have to talk about the aunt. If he's suing his aunt,
yeah.
God, I'm not suing my aunt.
And he says that it's not his aunt suing.
I'm not suing my cousin.
If you sued your aunt, how much money could you get from her?
Zero.
She's that poor.
They don't have money to.
She may be poor, but she's rich in Perry.
Well, I can't disagree with that. We all are rich in Perry. Anyway, this next clip is another example of something that was cut from an actual show. And this was from the show The Big Three Comeback. This was our first show back after we got suspended for, I think it was a week, right, Mary Jane?
It might have been a little more than that, but it was a suspension. It was all Perry's fault.
This was after the Andy Dick show Gay Bullied. Now, in this one, Perry was reading an apology letter, and he started to scream about his brother and how he wanted to kill him and his wife. Then he turned his rage on me. Now, after that show was over, everyone was sort of weary about letting Perry talk about his brother at the time because he was in the middle of suing him. But the case is now over, and if you don't know, Perry lost. Mary Jane, why don't you give it the big announcement?
Take it away.
About my brother, Brian Caravello, Brian LeBrant, Brian Liberante, Benito Liberante, you fucking prick, you goddamn thief, you will-stealing motherfucker, you owe my brother Kenny and you owe me what you know you owe us, you sons of bitch, you and your wife, if I, God, I want to kill the both of you. But I know if I say that and go to it, I'm going to jail. Na, 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 na.
Yeah, probably if you kill him, you probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Since you just said on
also,
a podcast that you're going to do.
It would probably be, if they died, yeah, you would be the first person they'd look at.
I'll go back to apologize.
Also, now to Don Bear, since I've been out of work for over a year, and going on to, I like a $500 a week allowance. Also, you know, allowance, almost like I got a job working for you, Daddy Boy Don.
Is this
Mole, Andy Dick, Adam, and Jimmy? Wait.
Okay.
Oh, and since I gotta add Philip Clapp.
Okay.
We all know who Philip Clapp is.
What are you doing? That's an apology. Mole, did you think that was a good apology?
Come on, baby.
It was good.
It was funny.
It was good until he got up to his brother Liberace. They were just screaming at him, and he got really upset.
You did get upset. I thought you weren't allowed to talk about that.
Well,
we didn't talk about
the judge dismiss the case completely?
No.
Yeah, you shouldn't be talking to Perry. We keep telling you shouldn't be talking about court cases like
you
that.
You keep bragging about it. Like, hey, I'm suing my brother.
You're bragging about it like you're bragging about like 1992 with Randy Callahan. Yeah. You brag about that.
Two biggest things in your life.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, you son of a bitch. When you got family matters, when your fucking mother dies and you got a goddamn brother that steals your mother's wealth funds, you sue the fucking shit out of him, don't ya? Don't ya? Well, that's what I'm fucking doing, you cocksucker! I'm suing the shit out of him!
I don't think you're supposed to talk about that, Perry.
And you also sued me.
That was that! I don't give a fuck about that!
Are you going to say the same thing about your family later? It seems like you do sue a lot of people. I mean,
let me tell you this about that.
All right.
That is done and over with. Next subject, please.
What a jerk he is. Oh, man, he's such an animal. Now, when I edit a podcast, a lot of what I'm doing is trying to tighten things up and move the pace along. Sometimes, though, Perry has to use the restroom. So we have to break for that, which takes, you know, him taking off his fanny pack, readjusting the belt. It's a whole fucking procedure that probably takes three times the time that it would take a normal person to do it. We would always edit that out, of course. Other times, someone gets a phone call or there's some technical issues that create a problem. Anyway, you get the idea of what we're doing there. In this next clip, it features our most polarizing guest ever, Neil with the deal himself, Mr. Neil Leeds. This is from Neil's first appearance on a podcast. The show was called The Mattress King. This, if you don't remember, was the third show we recorded from Perry's apartment. I don't know how much of this came across in the episode, but Neil just wanted to clean everything in Perry's apartment, and it was a real struggle just to keep him on the couch so we could finish the show. Neil even wanted to come back and do a home makeover show in Perry's apartment, where he, not someone else, he would straighten up the place. So in this upcoming clip, it just shows how Neil was obsessed with the filthy conditions of Perry's Dust Bowl apartment. I should add, and this adds to the story a little bit, someone had broken out the tequila that Neil brought. And so Neil and Perry, they were a little loopy. Mary Jane?
Take it away.
Perry, it's too much clutter, dude.
I know it's too much clutter.
No. You're storing everything. You're a pack rat.
The hoarders.
When I asked you, do you believe you're going to take everything here that he touched the sticks and everything you have here on the walls and everything, do you think you're taking it with you?
No.
Okay, so who are you leaving it to?
My nephews.
Did you categorize daughter? Everything you have yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, at the end of the day is, he asked me to do what I was supposed to do before I elaborated too much, right, is to fucking go through this shit and say, what the hell is going on here?
And what have you come up with?
The bathroom's a mess.
Yeah.
Can I have the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner glass?
He's got Costco showing that he goes to Costco because he's bulking up on the toilet paper. I don't need to know how much toilet paper you have. I just need to know you have a roll.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You got to put
thing.
That away, man.
Well, listen, Neil, what did you have to say about his place? Like his bed, his bathroom?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Interesting.
I could not live here, and I'm not being mean. I couldn't live here.
It's fine.
No, Perry lives here.
It's got to be clean.
No. I would personally come for free.
It's gotta
and
be
help
clean.
Him.
I seriously agree.
I would personally come here and help you.
Thank you.
To organize and clean and dust and do
I
it as a favor
that.
As a friend to your family here. But you...
How long would it take you to turn this place around?
Oh, man, you give me three fucking hours.
About 3 hours.
This place would be fucking...
Can
rocking.
We videotape a transformation for the Home and Garden Channel of Neil Leeds transforming...
Oh, man, that would be fucking
into an
real.
Organized, clean...
Oh,
apartment.
My God.
That would be cool.
No, I'll tell you why.
How much,
how much
money would that...
No, stop the money. We're here to clean your house.
All right.
No, I don't want you to do it for that reason right there.
No, it's okay.
He's
desperate and I need money.
But we're going to find... You know what? You need a clean house, and then you're going to make money.
Here, he needs more.
Go ahead.
I don't need more.
All right. Can I tell you about your bathroom?
I'm too drunk as it is.
Can I tell you about your bathroom?
I'm way too drunk.
Can I tell you about your bathroom?
Everything's organized in the bathroom.
All right. Fuck that organization.
It is dirty.
Have you ever thought about cleaning the rails between the friggin' shower doors?
I did do that.
It's scum all over the place.
But that was about what?
Here, scary.
10 years ago?
No, 10 years ago. How long you lived here? 15?
I've been here since...
Is it rent control?
96?
Let me ask you. Neil, how often should somebody change their mattress?
Fuck. Really? Between
every
7 to 10.
Right.
And it should be less.
Scared
I need to use the bathroom.
Hey, Mole. I'm going to walk with you. I don't know if I'm on side by the what. Can I come with you? Come here. Come here for a second.
Why?
Let me get in here. Because when I come back, if we can...
I like this skin message. It's an apple.
Come right here.
Don.
Pot's an apple.
Don, you got to do this.
Put it down, please.
Show.
It's right. Filthy.
We have to set the date
dishwasher
to fix this guy's fucking apartment.
Why don't you use your dishwasher, dude?
But look at this. Look at this.
We're in Perry's bathroom.
Okay.
Oh, Harry's jeans right here.
We do not need to know that you went to Costco. That goes. You store that, and you find room in here.
It'll go back in the closet.
Okay, now let me show you what happens when you clean something that could be chrome. You have to. I mean, look at this.
It ain't cool if you calm down, John.
Look at this.
I know.
You need to take a towel each day. Look at this. How long will it take you to start? And your neck is going to feel better.
About 5 minutes.
Your neck's going to feel better.
About 5 minutes.
And you're going to go around and check this out. Look how calm this is. You have a little towel. Can I use this towel? Can I use this towel?
Go ahead.
All right. Now let me show you what's going to happen when we actually just take this.
Guys, sit down.
Look at this. Please. Perry?
I know.
I'm going to show you something. I'm just going to do...
Guys! Get the fuck out of my bathroom!
Not in your bathroom.
Get out of my closet! Get the fuck out of my closet!
No, no, he's going to... Hey!
He's in my closet!
Hey. You're yelling at me!
Perry! I'm fucking trying to help you. Don't worry.
But he's in my closet!
They went steal shit from me.
This is my medicine.
All right, no.
We don't steal stuff. You do, dude. All
right. Hey, Don! Mo,
hold on, he's in Perry's closet.
Don,
over here.
Don and Mo, can you please come here? Check this out. If you were living, right?
Yeah.
And you have a girl coming over, she's got a fucking pee and she's a lady. Do you think she wants to deal with this? Look at this.
Look
at this. It's pee, it's fucking pubic hair. He hasn't cleaned his fucking toilet. It's disgusting. Look at this. He hasn't been used fantastic. He's going to get crazy now.
Piss right down.
Hold on.
Hold on.
It doesn't matter. I fucking clean toilets. I'm going to do this for you, and then we're going to shut up, and it's all you after this.
You're making us sick to our stomach.
All right, hold on. It's going to take me 5 minutes. And he's...
Run, Jared, stop it!
No, you're going to get sick.
Go!
Go ahead. All right, hold on.
This is awesome. Neil is cleaning the toilet and then his puke in the toilet.
Right,
he's everyone's shit based on tequila.
Go ahead. Let him throw out. Listen, you're going to relax because I'm going to help you. This is only one room. I'm touching this only, and then I'm leaving alone. And when we come back, we're going to fix this place like you've never seen before.
Okay.
All right? Now I'm just going to show you. Stay with me, Don.
I got to get out. I'm getting sick to my stomach.
I'm gonna go
in his closet.
I'm gonna put everything
back. Feel safe there.
This is my last segment, and it's all your show.
Okay.
And it's all your show, and I'm gonna shut my face because I'm just gonna give you one little tour of what you are gonna be looking like in the future when we come back. You're gonna want to invite every woman and any producer or anybody to your place because it's a place that you feel that even your daughter, when you reconcile, she wants to come over to. You have a little soap.
So what are you doing, Scaremaster?
All right, just give me a little time. This is my last segment for me. This is my last segment for him. I'm going to do just one shit.
Dan, don't put on Perry's clothes.
Danny!
No, stop yelling. You need to fix your neck. You're going to fucking feel sick tonight. I'm just doing the one thing.
What's in all these cabinets?
Check this out. He's got a lot.
Worry about it.
Check it out.
I'm just asking.
Hey, Mo, next time, the home makeover, we're fixing that whole fucking closet. We're going to organize it. We're going to press it. We're going to bring it to the dry cleaners.
Don't worry about it.
We're going to bring it to the dry cleaners. We're going to make everything brand new.
Please.
You're changing.
What a bash.
What?
Shh. You're going to relax. You're stressed out, dude. Come here.
This guy is making
No, he's not. He wants you to.
He's making me nervous.
You know what? You made him nervous when you took $1,200.
Yeah.
Come on. Watch this. Guys, are you going to finish with what I'm doing?
Yeah, we're listening.
I got 2 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Look at this. Do you have any fantastic?
Do I have any fantastic? No, I got.
I need to clean your mirror.
I got.
This is not bad, but I'll be more organized. Get me some for the mirror.
Hey, Neil, you know what? Sure. Let's not clean now. Let's just finish this, right. Okay?
Neil, here.
And, Don, we do have to do a makeover. Your show has to, in the next 3 weeks or four, we come back. Don't get upset. These guys love you.
I know they do.
All right, so let's do this. You're going to start each day with a little bit at a time. We're going to clean. You're going to take your life and change it, Perry. You're going to be a new man.
What is that about?
You're going to be a new man. You know why? Because you're going to look better when the mirror's clean. I'm going to finish this up.
Hey,
Don. Don,
sit down. Sit down.
I'll finish this for one second.
No, come on in. We got to be part of this.
Can I finish this? You guys go there. I'll be right back.
No.
I can't leave his shit like this. It's not fair for him. It's not fair for him. Let me put his stuff back.
Back to the show, everybody.
Do it after we're done with the show. Please, Neil.
There's no way that someone can live like this with their lungs. He's worried about his neck.
To tell you the truth, it was a miracle that we ever finished the show. Neil was in Perry's bathroom trying to keep it clean, and he tried to organize everything, and he refused to leave. And I think you can see why we had to cut that out. But it is an interesting thing to hear in retrospect. But let's get back to some things that happened after the podcast ended. Now, in the early days of the show, Mole or myself, we'd have to sometimes leave our shout-out money on the table. This is going to shock you, so please sit down. Sometimes Perry felt that that was his money, and he would keep it for himself. This is a clip that just shows one of those many instances of when that happened. This is just after our Christmas episode of Very Big Three Christmas. Mary Jane, you know what to do.
Take it away.
All right. A little earlier, I had $10 sitting on the table. I think Perry may have taken it. Perry, come here. Did you take the money?
I don't know what you did with the money. I don't know what you did with the money.
All right, Perry, here's the great thing. Everything that's been done has been shot on video.
Yeah.
So I will be able to see what happened. If you tell me the truth right now, you can keep the money. But if you lie to me, I will never give you another dime.
But it's turned around. Look down.
Yeah, you just put this back here, Perry. You put this back here. So you're a fucking liar.
I was just fucking with you. Okay?
Were you fucking with me?
I was fucking with you.
Fucking with me, man.
Well, I was wrong. Perry didn't steal the money. He was just fucking with me. I love it when he does that. Oh my God, that he's a card. Now, the next clip that you're going to hear comes right after the episode, Baby on Board. That was the show where I met my daughter, Donna, for the first time. Someone had left, well, I'm not going to name her name, but that person left the child at the studio. So when I came there, there was my little Donna. And time goes by so fast, and it's really hard to believe, but Donna is now 4 years old. Now, I didn't know anything about kids. I couldn't take that kid home with me. So I asked if an intern over at Ace would help us out. They set me up, and that intern turned out to be none other than Burt Ward. And if you forget who Burt Ward is, Burt was the guy that was Perry's assistant in Windy City Heat. So what you're going to hear now is Perry being a pain in the ass while we were trying to take photos. You can even hear Perry cursing at my little baby Donna. Perry also tries to give Bert advice on how to take care of this child. And since he is such a good father with his first child, I think Bert had to listen to him. Mary Jane, if you could take this part and do what you have to do with it, what are you going to say?
Take it away.
Get in here, Perry. Get in for a picture,
Perry's
dude. Come on, Perry. Get off the phone with fucking Salvador already.
Watch this mic with the baby.
Come on, pin the ass, you all.
I'm just trying to
get in here. All right, and also get Bert in here.
Hang on.
No, get in.
Perry, stop with your phone already.
Okay, come on. Get in. Yeah. Look this way. All right, everybody get the finger.
What the fucking baby?
All right, there you go. All right.
Good job, everybody.
Thank you. Here's this.
10 months ago was April, May.
What's that? April for what?
Don't worry about it. Mary Jane, don't think about this stuff. I wasn't with you. We were fighting or something.
I don't really remember.
Okay, Bert, I want you to fucking watch this kid.
I don't remember.
Can you call me later so we can discuss?
We gotta smoke some weed.
You want to?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't.
Okay, let's go.
No, we don't have to smoke weed.
Yeah, we do. Hey, should get the
do don't not blow it in our
ears. Don't
baby.
Blow it in our ears or she'll go blind.
Like a cat?
Don't.
Yeah.
Look, you got a child there. You don't put weed around
hey,
a child.
I want to rock!
Here.
Where's
you don't put weed anywhere near a child.
I'm changing your baby.
Okay, hey, we're going to get the baby high, okay?
We're not getting the baby high.
Yes, we are. You're not the father. I am.
It's a fucking... The baby's only a couple months old and he's going to eat some child pie? Fucking sick bastard.
I know. Should not get the baby high until it's older than that. I want to rock! Thank you.
Let me ask you something. If this baby is mine, it's probably going to be around a lot of pot smoke. Should I not, or should I? Is it cool that you get it high?
I think it's cool. You can build up the immunity pretty early.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
more than your
baby going into elementary school smoking weed.
Okay.
Hey, congratulations on getting that baby bird ward, at least for a couple of weeks.
I'm only babysitting.
You know what babies like? Just get to feed it, get a can of Cheese Whiz. Get the can of cheese and just put that in the mouth, and then you just hit it and they can eat that cheese because it's soft.
Are you sure?
That's what they get babies in Wisconsin.
You get them Gerber food or
Gerber? No way, man. That stuff is made of lead.
You know how expensive that is?
I want a rock, American Fighter. That's a
patient right there. It's very expensive. I'm very taken.
Watch the head, Bert. You really do want to watch that head.
You need to watch that head. It's not right when that you see the neck bouncing around.
This is done. He seems to be very strong.
Well, you know, it's still a baby. You don't let that head bounce around. Not at all.
It's going to be nice to have somebody around, you know. You get to play together for a month or so.
See, Daddy doesn't give a shit. That totally bugs me.
Do you have any tips for Bert, since you've...
Take great care of that child if you're going to be the one in charge. The one major tip I have is watch out for that neck. Don't let the head bobble around because you'll hurt the neck. You might break the neck and kill the kid. So don't let the head bobble around like a... slinky, because that's not good. It's got to build strength. It's not that strong. If you're going to feed it, get healthy food. Don't buy garbage food. Don't buy the
you mean like
crappy
chicken?
No.
Oh, yay! You mean like chicken?
Well, chicken, but I mean, you got to feed it, you know.
Like broccoli and peas?
Baby food.
With small portions?
The child is a newborn child.
Right.
And what, you gonna make broccoli and try to feed it fresh broccoli?
Well, I'm supposed to feed her. I'm out of milk.
Baby food. I repeat, baby food. Jars of baby food. You're gonna have to go to the store and go shopping for the kid.
It's late. I don't even know if the store's open.
Formula, Perry. What kind
formula?
What is the formula? I mean, it's a combination of chicken and broccoli and peas,
stuff like that.
Now, since the beginning of when we first started the podcast, we really wanted to do some live shows from Perry's apartment. Now, to get Perry to agree to something like that was almost impossible, but eventually we got him to do it, and all we had to do was tell him we'd get him some food and promise Perry $100. But now when the day finally arrived, Perry had a couple surprises for us. Now, the first was he had not received his $100 from Ace yet, so he was refusing to do the show that day. Perry had promised us that he wouldn't have anybody over in his apartment when we showed up to do the podcast. Well, believe it or not, he broke that promise. Because when we showed up, Perry had his cousin Sam there. So Mole, Mary Jane, Perry, and myself went outside in the pool area he had, where at one point he was going to have his pool party. I don't know whatever happened to that. Do you remember?
Nah, he didn't like the idea.
I don't know if he ever said he didn't like the idea. Maybe I'm wrong.
Perry didn't want strangers at this pool. He'd rather just play with the neighborhood kids.
I don't remember any of that. Anyway, we had to hash out these issues before we were able to start the show. So, Mary Jane, we're going to listen to this, but what do you need to say?
Take it away.
Hey, Perry.
Hey.
Hey, Scaremaster. How you
Look
doing,
who's here.
How are you?
Hey, pal. Look who's here.
Hey.
Hey, from Ace Broadcasting.
Thanks for having us, man.
So, got it.
Guys, we've got a lot of people in here, and remember one thing.
Respect.
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 And do not touch anything.
Anything.
Okay. And do not, this is something that, this glass table here, a lot of people might want to do coke off it. Let's not do that.
No coke on the table.
What are we doing?
My fucking place,
okay,
motherfucker.
So look around. You can kind of give a tour of the...
Who's paying you $100?
Victory on the...
Oh, his broadcasting didn't do that?
Nobody. Yeah, oh, so nobody's got money. For it.
Made Mole and I have money.
I thought we did.
Oh, man, you love Monster Energy drink. What do you get, that Costco?
Mm-hmm.
You got the whole thing, huh?
Thank you.
Oh, you already have Sobe. But now you have more. And what is that, beer? Oh, Rockstar Grace. Wow.
All right. Wait a second.
This is nice music.
No. Fuck
Perry,
no.
Perry.
Get that fucking thing outside.
Perry, what's going on?
There's no room for it in here.
Settle the fuck down right now. This is drinks for people. We'll find a place for it. Be fucking professional.
I'm trying to bring you something nice, buddy.
I got food for you. Okay. Take this. God damn, man.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
Yeah, it's hectic.
Those are a little warmer. Down here. I have sodas for everybody.
Thanks, Dan. It's really nice you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, how do I get treated? Well, I'm about to walk, Perry. I'm about to watch. I've been nothing but nice to you.
You're being nice. I appreciate that.
Okay, I've done everything in my power. You fucked up when you fucked with Andy Dick at that fucking show. Now we're doing this because of that. Okay, then we'll end it. We'll end it right here. Ace Broadcasting, we're done with our fucking podcast. That's it. I'm fucking tired of this shit.
No way.
You fucking screaming because I bring water? You embarrass me in front of a crew? Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Now what you should be doing is how
Wait a second. Can I ask one question? Can I ask one question? Okay, are you fucking with him a little bit? Are you fucking with him?
Always!
He's fucking with you, dude.
You were fucking with me?
Oh, wow.
You were fucking with me
He's fucking with you. That's what I like to see.
Alright, I thought you were serious.
No.
The way I'm serious.
Who's been as nice to you as I can possibly be?
You have.
Here.
Where do you want to,
Why don't you put it over there on the patio, man?
On the patio?
That's not a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
There's no way we can move it.
I'll move it.
Got a damn bike because of reality.
Sam, you sound like you're from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
That guy sounds more Chicago than you, Scaremaster.
George Perry, Mole, I need to talk to you. Perry, Mole, Perry.
Let's get into some sunlight, man.
Wow.
You look right out here, man.
I feel like Vegas right here.
This is where it all happens, bud.
Watch out for the vomit. Watch out for the vomit.
All right,
someone vomited up some dog, vomited up some hot dogs. Look at that, a dog vomited hot dogs. Look at that, a dog vomited hot dogs.
I don't want to look at that shit.
It's nice out by the pool. We're at Perry's pool where a dog vomited up some hot dogs, not for the dog poop. That dog ate the hot dogs. Really nice out here at the Villa La Paloma. Watch out for that broken light.
Grab a seat, guys.
What happened, Dan? I sense that something's wrong.
Yeah.
What?
Because there's no big three. There's no big three. You broke the fucking promise.
What promise?
Perry.
What promise did I break?
There was to be nobody here. We're not doing the show.
Really?
Yeah. Because I told you. I told you.
I was going to call
Sway. You mean Sam? Because Sammy shows up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I told you the other day when you had some.
I didn't know he was coming.
I told you the other. You're a liar.
I did not know
Perry,
he was coming.
Settle down, Perry.
Fuck.
There's no money. There's nothing. I'm done with this.
Scaremaster, what's going on with you,
okay.
buddy?
You got it. Here's what I did. Here's what I did, Perry.
Oh, man.
Here's exactly what I did.
Then I forgot.
Perry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Perry. God, sit down for a second.
So
let's talk because I'm dead serious. My God, what the fuck happened to your toes?
They're all fucked up.
They are. Oh, they might be the ugliest toes. There's a guy over at Jimmy Kimmel that has ugly feet. Those rank right up there. All right, Perry. You know what? Here's the deal. Just for one second, please listen to me. I'm real sorry, and I'm sorry to you all. I can't do this anymore.
Oh, man.
man. Things are just about to break.
I know it. I know it. Well, this is the one that
people
show.
Are waiting but
see,
for.
But you see, here's the deal. Perry, I can't work with someone that treats me like you do. And you, Perry, real quick, let's be honest with each other, okay? Don't lie. Don't lie, because I'll see right through it. You told Sammy to come by. The truth.
Okay, maybe I did.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the deal. You did. And I told you nobody here because we're shooting something. There's no room in the fucking thing. We've got a big crew here that we've got a lot of stuff
and
to
it's
carry.
It's also, you know, unions and
yeah.
stuff like
all
that.
All right. And I'm just saying, and I'm just telling you, Perry, I can't take it. I can't fucking take it because I don't need this fucking guy fucking doing everything he can. So we're going to pack up and we're going to leave. I'm
Is
sorry.
Is there any way we can fix it?
Why can't we fix it?
Because we can't. You've How? Lied to me. You have some guy here who's not supposed to be here. He's your cousin, but I told you, do not do this. I've done nothing except been your fucking friend. Now, the only way that we can do this, you tell Sammy, you bring Sammy out here, and you tell him he can't be here. He has to leave for the day.
Okay. Isn't that going to hurt his feelings?
Okay, but bring him out here. We'll wait right here. You bring him out here.
Should I wait?
Yeah, you wait until...
Well, but you got to make him... Don't make him feel bad. Just say, look, we got to shoot this thing and I can't have the distractions. Yeah.
There's right. a lot so, of... It's a full house.
Yeah. And, all right, and, all right but bring him here. Bring him here and we'll talk to him about it. We'll talk to him about it. He is the worst person.
Sammy just left.
I don't want to be.
Okay, here's the deal. Now, I'll tell you this. May speak freely, Hank?
Yeah, please.
Okay, here's the deal. Ace Broadcasting did not give the $100.
Yeah, I know that.
That's all right, and so my feeling is that there's
it's a deal breaker. Another deal breaker. They didn't give him $100 for the apartment.
Look at how ugly his toes are.
Why don't we worry about it?
I think Perry was counting on getting that $100.
I was definitely counting on getting that $100.
Okay, well, I just think that we should just end it. I'm real sincere because he, again, slapped me in the face by telling his cousin.
He took care of that, though. He got Sammy out of here.
Well, Sammy's gone.
Don, I got to tell you, like...
Please talk with him.
Perry, just sit down.
Perry, come here.
Hold on. Can I make a suggestion? You guys don't listen for 1 second.
Okay.
Why don't you and I split it and pay Perry the $100? That's like...
Fuck. $50 a piece.
What?
$50.
Are you listening in?
You are listening. I asked you not to listen.
You guys are talking loud enough for anybody.
All right, just stay right there. Stay right
there.
What if
you and I put in $15 a piece?
It's not $15. It'd be
Perry just said it was $15 each.
$50 a piece.
Perry, are you listening again?
Is he listening? Okay.
No.
So it's going to cost me $50 to do this.
And why is it $50 for you and only $15 for me?
No, it's $50 for both of us. All right, I'll do it. But if Sammy comes back here, I'm done with the project. Because do you know what a slap in my face it is? Like, I'm going to do something.
Hold on. Let me see if I got $50 on me.
Let me see if I got
$50. I do. Oh, I totally got $50.
Well, you want to go to the strip? Look at this. Let's go to the strip club.
Here. Is it 15 or 50?
50.
Is it 15 or 50?
50.
Are you listening,
five,
dude?
Zero.
No.
Well, you keep looking at me. God damn it.
All right. Here All right, Perry. Come on over and get your money. I'm totally against
That's
this.
That's for a bus, dude.
50. Where's the other...
I put the 15 in.
Not 15, 50. 50, 5-0, just oh. like this.
How about that? 30,
40, 50, yes.
You got $100.
Okay. Perry, you
lied to us,
Perry,
and I feel bad.
All right,
we're going to go back in there. By the way, this is like, you know what this pool reminds me of? Like when you're in Vegas. Hi, are you looking at a celebrity? Did you know he's a movie star? He lives in your building and he's a movie star. I'll bet you didn't even know that, did you? Hey, what's happening? You know you live with a movie star? Right.
It's dog
hey,
shit, dog
and
shit.
It's dog shit. Hey, did you know you live with a movie star?
More dog shit, dog shit, dog shit.
Dog shit. You know you live with a movie star?
I don't know anywhere anymore.
Here we go, Scare Master. Here we go.
Are we ready to start this?
What is that? Hey, Terry Anfuso!
Yes.
Dominic, this is picture Terry Anfuso.
Why are you going
She jerked up Perry with her feet.
I want to get
for his birthday.
Would you shut the fuck up?
She did, remember?
Very well, why are you talking like that?
Super classy.
God damn.
She was like a mature lady.
You tend to hold on to a lot of stuff, huh, Perry?
Yeah, I'm
like a hoarder.
I collect things.
What's the best thing you have here? The thing that if one thing in here is open.
You already know what that is.
What?
Trophy. The glass on top of the dresser.
What's this right
that's
here?
That's a back support.
What the hell is
it's filthy. No, it's fucking filthy. Set it down. Okay. God damn it. All you like to do is push.
That's not all I like to do.
Yeah, you get in there.
You like to dance.
I love to dance.
All he wants to do is dance, dance. Right.
For 30 cents. Who sang that song?
Don Barris.
No, Don Henley. Very close.
Yeah, Master, what's that scuff all over the wall in the bathroom?
I don't know.
Is it pee?
It's from the shower, I guess. Steam from the shower.
It's right by the toilet.
I know.
Okay, let's do this.
I'll have to go after the cooking segment. I have to meet with Walter.
You what? Could probably get Social Security for the baby.
I have to go. Well, they give me food stamps.
For what?
And they give me vouchers for diapers.
Oh.
So I have,
why do you live like that? Have a little respect. Get a job.
I have a job, Don, but you know I only make so much money, and I didn't plan on taking care of the baby.
Well,
it's your job.
You want to get ahead and show business.
Well, I called you and asked you for money, but you didn't call me back.
I had to give $100 to Perry.
This is nice.
$100.
All right, let's do this.
So you gave Perry $100?
Yeah, because they're here.
I know.
This is nothing. I should be getting like thousands of dollars.
This is a dusty shithole.
It is a dusty shithole, I know.
It is dusty.
I don't think it's dusty shithole is my favorite female wrestler.
So there it is. Perry managed to get $50 from both Mole and myself just so we could do this podcast in his fucking apartment. But in hindsight, I guess it was worth the investment. Now we're going to leave you with one last clip. And this one is actually the last thing we ever did at Ace Broadcasting. This was after our last Ace show. The Big Three Goodbye. The Big Goodbye. We had packed all of our stuff. Mole, Mary Jane, Neil Leeds, and myself were walking out to our cars when I caught Perry urinating on the side of the Ace Studios. Just like the fucking animal pig that he is. Let's listen to that. Oops, I shouldn't have said that. Mary Jane?
Take it away.
This is the Ace Broadcast Network, dude. Don't do that.
Perry, what are you doing?
It's so unprofessional. It never rains here, dude. It never rains here. It's going to be there for the next 4 months. You peed all over Ace Broadcasting.
Perry, you got leaves in your hair.
Hey, don't go out like this, man. Good 42 shows.
Picture?
Yeah.
Get Perry no?
Yeah, get Perry.
Perry, come on.
Here. Yeah,
let's get a picture right out here. Okay, here we go.
Did
we
have that? All right.
Perry, do you know how to open this one?
Yeah, I drink it.
I'm not drinking it.
Here we go. One, two. Watch, be careful.
Motherfucker! Motherfucker!
Shit! Oh, sorry, dude. Fuck.
Motherfucker!
I didn't know it was going to go crazy.
Yeah, fuck you!
Come on.
You fucking asshole.
Soaked over here. Is this how we end it?
You fucking asshole! Don't ever talk to me again! Don't ever talk to me again!
What did I do?
Hey, yeah. You're done!
I'm not sure if anyone could follow what happened at the end, but Mole decided to crack open a bottle of champagne in celebration of our last show. And the champagne, I don't know how, but it accidentally got all over Perry. Now, in my opinion, and I don't know if you remember this, Mary Jane, I think he overreacted just a bit.
Yes, Perry overreacted. Who doesn't get splashed with a little bit of champagne?
when you're celebrating.
Exactly, at a celebration. And I don't think anybody put their thumb on that and shook it and shot it. Perfect aim right at Perry's face.
I don't know.
About a foot away. He was drenched. It was beautiful.
Maybe somebody did do that. But he gets pissed off a lot, so I didn't know to take him seriously or what. But hey, that's our show, and I really hope you guys enjoyed this one. This show is really dedicated to the loyal, hardcore fans of the Big Three Podcast. And wanted to give you something a little bit special. So I think that we have two more best of shows. And then I think that we wrap it up here for the Big Three Podcast. We'll keep it online, but I don't think we're going to put any more podcasts in the Big Three page. Now, I want everyone to know that we really worked hard on this one, more than any previous of our best of shows. In fact, we had to pour through 60 hours of footage to find material for this. That's what all the raw footage from Ace added up to. But I'm going to say this, I think it was really worth it, and I hope you do too. And I think a big shout out goes out to Tom Brennan, who, let's say, well, he actually did it all. He went through all 60 hours of that. So, Mary Jane, before we go, did you have a fun time reminiscing through all those Ace Day tapes?
Yes, that was absolutely wonderful. It was such a miraculous journey to relive.
Now, I know that a lot of people get the Big Three Podcast through iTunes, but I just wanted people to know that we're only going to store the past 50 episodes on iTunes. So, if you want to dig deeper into the past of the Big Three archives and download all 184 episodes of the Big Three Podcast, free of charge, no less, be sure and visit our official website at
www.simplydonthepodcastnetwork.com.
And then you click on the Big Three Podcast, and that will get you over there. Now, I'm not sure that you're aware of this, but the Big Three have appeared on Simply Don, the podcast, twice now. The first time was last April, and just recently, I don't know, how many weeks ago would you say that was?
Anyway. Within the last 2 months. Last 2 months.
We did a show in February, and I think that's when it was. So be sure to check those out if you already haven't done that. So now, in the future, if the Big Three ever get together and do a podcast, I believe it's going to be on Simply Don, the podcast. Now, if you're a big fan of the Big Three Podcast, be sure to like our Facebook. You'll be able to find our official page at facebook.com, The Big Three Podcast. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social media, how would they get in touch with you, Mary Jane?
A with the circle, SMOKINGMARYJANE, or www.themaryjanestyle.com.
That's beautiful, Mary Jane.
Thank you.
If you want to get in touch with me, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. My Facebook is at Don Barris. Instagram, go to SimplyDon1, and that, again, that's the number one. My Vine is at Don Barris. Every week, you got to check out my Simply Don the Podcast. It's on Simply Don the Podcast Network with the Big Three Podcast. If you're in the Los Angeles area, come by the world-famous Comedy Store. I close out almost every single night. And Monday nights, that's where you can go to the Ding Dong Show. It starts at 10 o'clock, but if you can't make it to Los Angeles and see the show in person, how could they watch it on the internet?
On Ustream, the channel is Simply Don Live, and the program is at 10:15 Pacific Standard Time every single Monday, the Ding Dong Show Hollywood.
I think if you're a fan of the Big Three, you're going to like the Ding Dong Show. And we're going to prove that because coming to Simply Don the Podcast Network, I know I've been saying it a million times, but the Ding Dong Show podcast is coming there. We're going to put up about 50, maybe 60 shows all at once so you can catch up with the history of the Ding Dong Show. You can see cast members that are there at the beginning that later leave for some reason or another. And if you want to help us out financially by putting something into the Simply Don the Podcast Network, how could they come to our store, Mary Jane?
www.simplydonthepodcastnetworkstore.com.
Is there anything you'd like to say before you go, Mary Jane?
Thank you.
And for me, your old pal Don Barris, it's time to say goodbye. We'll be right back.
Bye.